the On My Mind podcast. I know that what is on our minds can impact those around us and ourselves for good or for bad. Join me, Remy Keen, as I share tips on how to have a better day by changing what is on our minds. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, it's Remy Keen, your host, and I'm excited to be with you. I hope you are enjoying your day, and wherever you are in the world, I hope you are staying safe and enjoying the moment, because we are definitely living in a historic time. But today, I want to share about anxiety. Anxiety is something that comes in many different forms. You can become anxious about many things in your life. I have some friends and relatives going through dealing with anxiety, so I just wanted to make a podcast about it because I too feel anxious from time to time. And when's the time to seek medical help? When's the time to just try to beat it yourself? Well, that is honestly up to you. But I'm here to encourage you in ways that you can combat it yourself, because most of the time when we're fighting this, we're fighting without medical professionals around. Anxiety can come in many different forms. There are multiple types of anxiety disorders. Some of the most common are generalized anxiety disorder, which is characterized by having excessive worry about everyday life. Social anxiety, where it's really intense version of isolation. Basically, you never want to go out in public or anything like that. And then post-traumatic stress disorder, that is also a form of anxiety. So multiple different types of anxiety. So not necessarily has anyone gone through exactly what you're going through when you go through anxiety, when you have these feelings of being anxious. But I wanted to share, I found a couple things on how to begin to overcome anxiety. And I want to share them. And I mean, they're common knowledge, they're common sense, but sometimes it's hard to think about common sense things when you're really stressed or anxious about anything. So whenever you face this, number one, self-care. Self-care can be seen as selfish and as a practice that you wouldn't want to take on. However, you need to take care of yourself. I mean, it's pretty simple. However, it is something that people don't always do because they think it would make them look selfish. However, go to a quiet place and chill. That's some self-care. Binge watching a funny show to increase your mood. That is your good mood, I should say. But that is also a great way to self-care. Journal. Practicing taking deep breaths through your day. That's actually something professional psychologist, I think psychologist or psychiatrist, one or the other, came to my work recently, and they wanted to help us relieve stress in our workplace and relieve anxiety. And they said by doing the box breathing, taking a deep breath for 8 seconds, holding it for 4, letting it out for 8 seconds, holding that for 4, and repeating that cycle will calm you down, will help you focus, and will just make you be able to refocus and lower your stress levels. Listen to music or meditate. I definitely suggest this because music can sometimes get me into a mood that I want to be in or out of a mood that I am in. If I need to mellow out, I definitely like to listen to like that of Elevation Worship or Hillsong or something like that to basically just chill. But if I want to get pumped up, I'll either listen to something like, Gavi or any sort of, rap artist. Or if I really want to get pumped, I'll throw on some Four Today, some metal, and some Demon Hunter, which is my wife's favorite band. Something like that to be able to just get in the moment and like take my focus off of whatever I'm going through or whatever I'm feeling at the moment and focus more on what the music is helping me to encourage. Never like anger or anything comes from metal when I listen to it. I feel like a very big stereotype is like, ooh, that's angry music. It's like, but, it's kind of like angry music, but it's music that helps get you focused and refocused on something else. And some of the lyrics of the metal songs I listen to are super awesome. And I mean, like For Today, again, you should check them out if you need some metal to listen to, metal in your life. Anyway, next thing you can do is exercise. Exercise is simpler than you think. No one wants to do it necessarily, but it helps regulate the chemicals in your body, both physically and mentally. And if you're physically and mentally healthy, you're going to have a better mood. Try something like dancing, even if you're just having fun with your kids in your living room. That's something we do every morning as we play Griffin, my son. We play him Baby Shark, and then What Does the Fox Say, or something like that. And basically, just get in a really good mood. And I've noticed that now when I leave for work in the morning, I'm a little extra pumped up compared to when I used to be. And it's because I dance around with him. And of course, I'm flying him through the air. And I do that with him and Titus. And it's just a lot of fun. Next is eating healthy. That is another way of overcoming anxiety. The healthier you eat, with like omega-3 fatty acids, like fish, and making sure you drink plenty of water. If you start to eat healthy, you're going to feel better and overall not feel as anxious. And lastly, finding a professional, find a therapist, find someone that you can talk to if you need it. We all need a way to unload and process how we feel. Therapy is an incredibly useful tool for us to do that. When you have these feelings and you feel overwhelmed and nothing else is working, none of those other things that you put into practice are helping, find a therapist. If it's an emergency situation, if you feel any sort of self-harm ideas or anything like that, absolutely find a therapist right away and contact your doctor if you already have one. But honestly, if you put these things into practice, you'll just have not only a better life, but I mean, a more enjoyable one at that. So the next thing I want to talk about is one thing you can do when you're feeling really anxious in the moment, and it's called the 5-4-3-2-1 behavior or technique. And it basically helps you focus on other things and things around you instead of having to take, time to do other things. It easily refocuses your brain. And so let's go over this. Number five, acknowledge five things you see around you. It could be a pin, a spot on the ceiling, anything in your surroundings, and acknowledge five things and say them to yourself. Number four, acknowledge four things that you can touch around you. It could be your hair, a pillow, the ground under your feet, anything like that that you can touch. Acknowledge those things and think that in your mind. Next, number three, acknowledge three things you can hear. This could be any external sound. If you are hearing your belly rumbling, that counts. You hear some music, you hear someone speaking, anything like that. Acknowledge three of those things. Number two, acknowledge two things you can smell. Maybe you're in an office and you can smell a pencil, or maybe you're in a bedroom and you can smell a pillow. If you need to take a brief walk to find a scent, and it could be the smell of soap in your bathroom, wash your hands. It could be anything. Anything that you smell, the smell of nature outside. When I woke up this morning, I noticed how awesome it smelled when I walked out my door. I was like, oh my gosh, it smells great. It had just rained and it was just that warm, kind of nature-y, just fresh smell, and it was wonderful. Man, that was great. But number one, acknowledge one thing you can taste. What does the inside of your mouth taste like? Gum, coffee, a sandwich from lunch, whatever your mouth tastes like, acknowledge that. This technique is one of many options you can use when you feel anxious or overwhelmed. If anxiety is something that you struggle with regularly and continue to have trouble facing, make sure you are coping with these feelings in the right way by talking with someone. But if you use this pattern, this 5-4-3-2-1 pattern, it'll get you refocused on what is around you and take your focus off of what you're anxious about. I hope that helps you. I hope it can benefit you, because I mean, that's what my goal is. I'm looking for ways to help you and benefit you, because ultimately the most important thing is that when we are anxious, we know that it's just a feeling and it's something we can manage and get through. However, we have to manage it. Whether that is telling yourself something, whether that's doing the 5-4-3-2-1, or whether that's getting professional help. Make sure to do whatever you need to do to take care of yourself, because you are super important. And I don't just say that. I actually believe it. I believe that you are an important person when it comes to going out into your everyday life. You have an impact on people that I can't have an impact on. You have an impact on people that you might be the only light that they see through their day. And I hope they see you shining bright and not having to worry about, you know, you facing an anxious moment or having an attack of anxiety. I just want you to enjoy what you have been given. I want you to enjoy this gift of life, and being anxious is not doing that. The other thing I want to share about being anxious is that you have a heavenly Father who is willing to answer you. God wants to hear your prayer, your cry, whatever you're feeling. One of my relatives who's struggling with anxiety right now, he actually tells me that one of the things he does, even though he still feels anxious, is he still prays and he talks to God and he just shares with him what he's going through. And you know what? God's there to listen. God is there to hear what you have to say. And God is always, you're never alone because God is always with you. So, I mean, absolutely, share with him what's on your heart. Submit your cares to the Lord because he cares for you. And God will, help you through it. God's one of the best people to have on your team. And guess what? He's on your team. Whether you've asked him or not, definitely you can pray at any moment and he will gladly hear you and be with you whenever you need him. That is what I had for you today. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. I hope to encourage everyone who listens. The last thing I want is for you to ever feel condemned by anyone around you because of something you feel or something you're going through. The feelings we have and we face are natural, and it's something all of us have to learn how to go through. But the good news is we have each other. We have each other, and as long as you have each other, you have someone who's probably gone through something similar. Like I said at the beginning, it's definitely not the same thing, but it could be close to what you're going through. I haven't really felt anxiety where it's overwhelming and just shuts me down, but I know people who have gone through that. I know people who have seen that. I have felt depression that completely shut me down, which is a different type of battle. So we all have battles each and every day, but the good news is, like I said, we're not alone. There's always someone out there that is willing to help. And if you need help, absolutely seek it out. If you ever feel like you can't talk to anyone else and you need to email me or contact me, always feel free to do that. And I'll even get you lined up with someone who can take it from there, someone who's a professional. But never feel like you're completely alone, because you're not. Absolutely, we care about you, and me and my wife for sure are praying for anyone who listens to this and feels this way. So once again, have a wonderful, wonderful week. I hope you enjoy everything that's going on. Take in the moment. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Don't feel threatened by it, but just have faith and walk through each day remembering it, so you can tell stories to your kids about it, to your grandchildren. You get to tell stories about this time, and you actually went through it. So that's one of the coolest things that you'll be able to do about this pandemic that we're going through, the coronavirus. But anyway, it was wonderful to speak with you today, and I hope you are encouraged. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the On My Mind podcast. Be sure to visit theonmymindpodcast.com to connect with us and check out our Facebook group to join the conversation. If you love the On My Mind podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Until next time, Have a wonderful and blessed day.
The On My Mind podcast is listener supported. If you would like to help, please visit theonmymindpodcast.com. Click on support or Patreon to support us monthly. Or you can buy a resource or something from the store to support us one time. We appreciate your support in any way that you can contribute. Thank you.